Okay, we're on about two thirds down on Kuf Beis on Beis, where the two dots say the Hamasates, and somebody with chisels. We're going to try to finish that, and we're going to try to do Kuf Gimel today, and then tomorrow we'll do Kuf Dalet, and then Monday morning we will, Mir Tzashem, be up to date with Kuf Hei. Okay, so the Gemara says, the Mishnah has said the Hamasates, and someone who chisels. So Masates Mishum Mai Machayev. Why you chayev for the Malacha of Masates? The Mepharshim point out, because we need to know this either for hasra reasons, why you have to give somebody hasra, or because we have said all along, if you do one malacha and you do a lot of toldos in the same malacha, you're only going to be chayav once. So we need to know if somebody does masates, what does he do? So the Gemara says it's a machlokas. Rav Amar Mishum Bone. Rav says that's building. Shmuel Amar Mishum Machab Patash. Shmuel says it's because of Machab Patash. That is not enough of a action to be chayav you for building. You didn't do enough, but it's not going to pass. It's going to be the last stage of getting that stone ready. What we're going to see? Well, Rav could agree that it's also Machab Patash. If it fits into the scenario. In other words, if it's the last stage, Rav will agree to that. The question is, will Shmuel agree to Rav? And the answer is no. Ose Nekev Belul Shel Tarnagolim. If somebody makes a hole for the chicken coop, Rashi says that they would do that so that otherwise there'd be no air at all, then all the excrement, all the smell of the chicken coop is damaging to the chickens. So they'd make little holes near the roof to let some air out. Anyway, Ose Nekev Belul Shel Tarnagolim. Rav Amar Mishum Bona. Rav says that's Bona, that's building. Ushmul Amar Shmuel says no, Mishum Akiv Patash. It's not enough to make it building. Ayel shufsa bekufina demara. If somebody has a hoe, so the hoe is comprised of two pieces. You have the metal hoe, the metal piece, and then you have the handle, the stick. So you connect them, and then you stick a peg in to strengthen the connection between the stick and the metal piece. That peg is called a shufsa kufina demara. A peg for the metal part of the hoe connecting it to the stick. So if you do that, what did you do? So Rav Amar Mishum Bona. Rav says you're chayev for Bona. Shmuel Amar Mishum Akav Patish. And Shmuel says you're chayev because of Makav Patish. And the big Tosas here, High Man, the Isle Shusso, Bukhfira Demara, points out that we have always said all along that this concept of Ein Binyan B'Kalim. What'd you do here? You put together a kli. How could you be chayav for binyan? Ain't binyan b'kelim. So if we've said this already many times, Tosfos here answers that when we said ain't binyan b'kelim, that's talking about like a folding chair or pieces of a large, let's say a candelabra, a lot of pieces to put it together. That's not binyan. Otherwise, it could be binyan b'kelim. It could be. Like, what do you mean? Like, in other words, that don't think that if you put together a folding chair, you're chayav for binyan. No, like if you open up the folding chair, or if you put together smaller pieces of a larger hole, put together small pieces of a menorah to make a bigger menorah. That's not binyan. That's what the Gemara means when it says ain't binyan b'kelim. But over here, yeah, that is binyan. You took a nail and you hammered it into a hole. That's certainly going to be binyan. What about ain't binyan b'kelim? Now that's reserved for an exclusive case. Where you're not really building, you're just putting pieces together. That's what it means in Minya Mikhailov, according to Tosfos. Fine. Ushmul Omer Mishum Makav Patish. And again, Shmuel says putting this peg in the hoe, that's not binyan, that's not enough of binyan, that is Makav Patish. Utsriche, and we need all three cases. Di Ashmin and Kamaisa, if I'd only have the first case. The first case was the stone, chiseling the stone. Only in that case, Rav would say it's building. Why? Mishum de derech binyan b'kach. That's part of the building process. It's part of the building process. Avol oset nekev lo shel tarnagolim. But if you're making a hole in a chicken coop, de ain derech binyan b'kach. That's not derech binyan. No house has that. It's only reserved for chicken coops. So emei modele l'shmuel. Maybe he would agree with Shmuel that it's really only makav patish. V'yashmina b'ha. And if you would have only that case, b'ha ka'amar Rav. Rav would say, only there I hold that it's binyan. Why? Because the domi l'binyan. Because it's like binyan. Why? Da'avidi la'avira. Because everyone has windows in their houses. Everyone's got windows. Fine, there might not be these tiny holes, but they have bigger holes. Everyone's got a window. everyone's got a place to let air in. Abel shoves the kafina tomorrow, but in the case of the peg, in the hoe, the ain derech binyan mekach. That's not really binyan. You know, we might classify it as binyan in halachic terms, but if I ask you, he wouldn't say that's binyan. So aim a model of Shmuel. Maybe he would agree to Shmuel and say what? But that's not really binyan. It's only makor patish. So yesh mina baha. And if I only have the third case, baha ka amar Shmuel. Only their Shmuel said it's makor patish. Avel b'harach tarti. But in the first two cases, aim a model of Rav. Maybe he agrees to Rav that's really binyan. So we need all three cases. Fine. By me day Rav Nasan bar Oshia bar Rav Yochanan misateis mishamay mechayiv. Why are you mechayiv for misateis for chiseling? So ach vilei biyadei mishamak v'patish. He demonstrated with his hand. Rashi says he took like he took his fist and hit it into his other hand to show makor v'patish. Which so the Gemara says v'anon tanan, but we learned elsewhere hamisateis v'hamakor v'patish, which implies that misateis is not the same thing as makor v'patish because it is above there. Hamisateis v'hamakor v'patish, our Mishnah. So the Gemara says, you're right, Ema, it should say hamisateis hamakor v'patish. That if somebody chisels, that is makor v'patish. Okay.
Just say it's an avin etzol.
What?
Just say it's an avin etzol.
Right, so by saying hamisateis v'hamakor, it implies the two separate worlds. That was the implication. So the Gemara says, okay, if you have such an implication, then take out the vav. Fine. Toshma, another question. Hakodeach kol shehu chayiv. If somebody drills a hole, a kol shehu, you're chayiv. Rashi says that the word kodeach is mashma, you're going to fill that hole up with something. If you would not fill the hole up with something, then lashon would be no cave, just making the hole. So it's mashma, when you make this hole, you're going to use the hole for something. You're going to either put plaster, or something you're going to put in there. Fine. So bishlom al rav, it makes sense according to Rav. Mechzi keman dechor chorso livnaina, that you're going to use this hole to further you in the building process. Therefore, you're chayav for building. El Shmuel lav gmar malachahu, making a hole is not makor patish. You made a hole. So according to Shmuel, we said all along, Shmuel said everything's makor patish. So why is making a hole makor patish? So the Gemara answers, "Hachav ma'yaskira." You know what we're talking about over here. The bezeya beramsa de parzala. You made a hole with a long iron, a long metal rod. V'shavki begave, and you're going to leave the rod in the hole. Rashi says you're going to use it to hang stuff. Right? Dehainu gemar malacha. So that is the gemar malacha for the hole. The case is, you took a rod, you took a drill, you took a long screw, you screwed it in, and then you left it there. That was your kavani. Kavani wants to leave it there, you're going to hang a picture on it. So, that is makor patish. You're right, maybe a hole in the abstract, maybe not. But this case was, where you're going to leave the metal in there, and then it serves as a place to hang something. So the Mishnah had said, zeha klal. This is the rule. If you do a malacha, that's miskayemes, then you're going to be chayef a bona. So the Gemara says, Zeh klal lasuye mai. What does that come to include? Lasuye comes to include docha kapiza bekava. If you have a kav size of whatever, and you're chiseling out the area, and you stop after three quarters, that's also considered the malacha of bona. Rashi explains because people use that. Even though you didn't finish your intention, you wanted to carve out the whole thing, you stopped after three quarters, it's big enough for people to use, and therefore you're going to be chayef. Fine, the last case of the Mishnah was Rav Shimon ben Galil Omer Hamake Bekurnas Al Hasadin, that if somebody hammers on the anvil, they are chayiv for Makor Patish, Rav Shimon ben Galil had said. He didn't say no, he said that Yechayiv Mishum Kemesakin Malacha, it's like Kemesakin Malacha. So now the Gemara says, Rav Shimon, Maika Ovid, what did the guy do? All he did was, he took a hammer and he banged it on an anvil. So what did he do? So Rabbi Rav Yosef, to Armut Avayu, they both say, "Bipnei Shema Amen Es Yado," because he is strengthening his hand. He's getting his hand ready to be a smith. So therefore, Yechayev. Okay? That's what he's doing. You're right, he's not doing anything. He's not improving the anvil, he's not improving the hammer, he's practicing hitting the anvil. He's practicing hitting the anvil. And that alone is a malacha. So the Gemara says, what kind of malacha is that? Kashu Bar B'nei Rechava. El Miata. But what do you mean? Chaza Umnasa B'Shabasa. If somebody's watching an Umnas on Shabbos, he's watching a carpenter, he's watching a builder, he's watching a loom, he's watching how it works on Shabbos. V'gamar. And he figured out how to do it. Right? Hachid Ami de Machayev? You make somebody chayev for that? Didn't do anything. He's watching? The whole discussion here about watching Malach on Shabbos. It's a whole discussion whether what if you're an expert as opposed to just someone who's curious. But anyway, you're obviously not chayav just watching. So what are you doing when you're taking your hand and you're banging nothing? Not doing anything. Ella, by from Aritavayu. Here's what it is. She came miradade tasi mishkan osin came. The guys in the Mishkan, the people in the Mishkan, when every keresh was lined with gold. So they would bang the gold onto the wood whenever they had to cover anything with gold. And Rashi explains every three or four times that they would bang the gold, they would take the hammer and bang the anvil, just so that the hammer should stay smooth, not get a nick and nick the gold. So there is a purpose in banging the anvil for really no reason. If there is a reason. The reason is you're keeping the hammer nice and smooth. And that's what they would do in the Mishkan. And if you do that, you're going to be chayev as well. Tanya Nani, Haki, you're sure make a little omer. Af hamake b'kurnas al hasadin. Even if somebody smites the anvil, the hammer on the anvil, b'shas malacha chayev, while you're doing malacha. Why? Shekain miradadei tasi Mishkan osin kain. Because the people in the Mishkan that would hit the gold, every three or four times, they would take the hammer and hit the anvil, just to keep the hammer nice and smooth, so that it shouldn't nick the gold. Tikkun Mana, exactly. Okay. Should we turn on that air conditioner? It's fine. Whatever. Next Mishnah. The next Mishnah is talking about Choresh. What's this doing here? So a few reasons. Either we just said Binyan, right? We said we were going backwards. So now we're going to Choresh, which is Malacha number two, Malacha number one. Why? Either because Binyan and Chorisha are very similar. In some ways, they're the exact opposites of each other. Right, we said if you do something in your house, it's Binyan. If you do it in the field, it's Choresh. So they're very similar. Another reason why it's here is because just like Binyan is Kol Shehu, so too Choresh is Kol Shehu. The next Mishnah we're going to do until the end of the Adaf is writing. And then we're going to go back to going in reverse order, sort of, to go to writing. We're going to get to that in a few minutes. HaChoresh Kol Shehu. If somebody is Choresh any amount, HaMenachesh, if somebody reads, HaMekarsim, if somebody prunes the dried off leaves and the dried up twigs, HaMezareid Kol Shehu, or if somebody prunes the young shoots to get the ground, to get everything better, to go better, Kol Shehu, Kol Shehu, Yechayev Kol Shehu, no matter how small an amount, Yechayev, Chayev. HaMalakeid Eitzim, if somebody gathers wood, so Imlasakeid, if he's doing it to better the ground, he wants the ground to be better, that's Kol Shehu, that's a Kol Shehu. Im lehesik, if you're doing it for firewood, then we've said before, kedei levashel beitza kala, the shear is the amount of firewood it would take to cook a grogers of the most easily cooked egg, which is a chicken's egg.
This wood that's attached to the ground? Or not?
Yeah, attached to the ground. Attached to the ground. Right, don't ask him about the tolish. Because
we're... They all discussed before about salafa.
Right. No, it's not ma'amar here. It's not salafcha. Right. Hamalakei asavim. If somebody takes off grass, again, im lasakei, if he's doing it to better the ground, then kol shehu. That's choresh. That's any amount. Im lebehema, if he's doing it for animal food, then it's kimale piagadi. It's the amount that the shear that can fit into the mouth of the gadi. Fine. We're going to get to that right now. Here it is. All here. A gigantic tosas low, it's all there. So now the Gemara says, Lamai Chazi, what could you do with a tiny amount of plowing? What is a tiny amount of plowing? Kol Shehu, what's that going to help you? So the Gemara says, Chazi lebizra dikra, you can use it to put in a pumpkin seed. A tiny amount, they put in one seed, there you go. Rashi says, what we said before, what's the shear for carrying pumpkin seeds? We said it's two seeds. Why? Because nobody will carry out one seed. So over here, you're telling me the plowing is one seed? So Rashi answers, it's true. Nobody will carry out one seed. Nobody's going to do that. So the shear for carrying is two seeds. However, once the seeds are out in the field, each seed was plowed individually. So you can have a case, you're only going to be plowed with one seed. So that's not a problem. So, the Kaaba said, Gabi Mishkan, and you have the same thing in the Mishkan, Shikain Royal Lekelech Echad Shal Samanin, where they would plant, if they needed to, they would even plant just one stalk to get the dyes. So there was such a thing in the Mishkan. Now, next, Hamanachesh, Hamakarsin, Hamazareid. If you prune, if you pull up weeds or prune, Tanarabanan. Hatolesh Olshin, if somebody uproots and dives, Hamazareid Zradim, or he pulls up, or he pulls off reeds, Imlachila, if he's doing it because he wants to eat, then Kigrogris, the shear is a Grogris. Which is a shear for Tolesh. It's a shear of a Grogris. Imla Behema, if you're doing it for animal food, Kimole Piagdi. Then it's the shear for the amount of a mole to fill up a goat's mouth. Rashi explains that the same items, it depends on how fresh they were. First of all, if they were very fresh, they could use it for human food. If they were not so fresh anymore, then they could use it for animal food. And if they were so hard, even animals won't eat it, then they would use it for firewood. That's how the same item can have three different shears. And im lehesek, if you're doing it for animal for firewood, kedei levash al beit zakala, the shear is to cook a beit zakala. And im liyapot es hakarka, if it benefits the karka, then kol shehein, then the shear is a kol shehu. Why is the shear a kol shehu? Because that's choresh. If by you pulling up the weeds, by you pulling up these endives, whatever it is, you're making the ground better, then it's a kol shehu. So the Gemara asked, isn't every case making the ground better? Every time you take them off, you're making the ground better. Right? So Rabbi Yosef, the Amrit Avayu, Ba'agam Shanu. No, we're talking about it's in a swamp. So not, it's not necessarily true that automatically ripping off the grass or this stuff will make the ground better. Well, it won't improve the ground. What? That's how you get around psik ratio. That's how you get around psik ratio. So it's a swamp, it's not a psik ratio. It doesn't necessarily make the ground better. Abaya Amar, no, a field tail of a sada. You can even say it's in a field. Dilab agam. It's not an agam. What's the case? Ukagon dilom is chavein. You don't have kavana to make the field better. All you want is to use it for firewood. You don't care that the land's getting improved. Right? Anyone have a kash on that? It's a psik ratio, right? It's a psik ratio. No matter what, the ground's going to get improved. Who cares what your kavana is? Right? So the Gemara answers, lo, tzricha de ka'avid ba'ara de chavre. You're doing it in your friend's field. So you don't care about your friend's field. You only care about your own field. So you're taking his firewood? Fine, so you'll have to pay him for taking his firewood. But you don't care that his land gets improved. Okay? What Rashi says, lo ipchatz leliyapos. You don't care. Earlier when we had the case of psik resha by the chilazon, right? Remember, it was on Shavuot, I think. We had said that Rashi said that lo nichale. You don't want it to get better. Here he uses a different lashon, lo ipchatz le. Putting aside that issue, the Aruch says, and Tosfos quotes it in the Aruch, the Tosfos quotes it in the big Tosfos, you see from here that psik resha de lo nichale is mutter. It's mutter totally. Right? It's definitely going to happen. I don't care if it happens. It's not my field. Psik reisha d'lo nichale is mutter. That Aruch says, how do you get around that? So Tosfos, a gigantic Tosfos, and then the bottom Tosfos gets five words. Pirish, d'havi malacha she'ein tzricha l'gufa. If you do a psik reisha d'lo nichale, that becomes a malachish ein smicha legufa, which is aser midrabanan. So you're right. Psik resha de lo nichale will only be aser midrabanan. Psik resha de nichale is aser midaraita. But if it's lo nichale, it's aser only midrabanan. So I don't know if we spoke out how like there's two ways to look up psik resha. Did we ever speak that out from Rav Elchanan Wasserman? We learned this with Rav Razner. There's two ways to look up psik resha. There's two ways to look at psik resha. Why is it that when I do Act A, and Act B will certainly result, why is it that I'm chayef? Why? So there's two ways to look at it. Either you could say, you have kavana to do Act A. Since Act B is automatically going to happen, you're charged with kavana as well. It's as if you had kavana, because you know it's going to happen. Or, another way to look at it is, since act A is going to cause act B, it's like one gigantic maisa. Can't separate the maisa. It's one gigantic maisa. Those are the two ways to look at it. So Rav Chanan said, the Aruch, who held segregation de lo nichale is aser, is mutter, he held of this kavana type of approach. Yeah, if I do act A, I'm charged with kavana for act B, only if I want act B to happen. If it's someone else's field, and I don't want act B to happen, then you can't say segregation de lo nichale, you can't say I'm chayiv. I don't want the kavana, I don't want that, I'm not interested. But according to Tosfos, and according to the way we paskin, the segregation de lo nichale is also aser, it's because it's one giant maisa. You can't separate them. It's one gigantic maisa. So okay, it's not the rice anymore. Tosa says it's a malachas ain't tzmichal gufa now. It turns into I'm doing it not for the same purpose as the mishkan, or the result is totally different. So I'm only going to be aser midrabanan. But nevertheless, it's still aser. The whole discussion of segregation del nichale, it's all right here on this gemara about the other guy's field. Any questions? Okay. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, because anything to make the field better. So it could be Zareya, it could be Zareya. It could be Zareya, it could be Choresh, no matter, it doesn't make a difference. Zareya, we said, is also a Kol Shehu. Doesn't make a difference.
If Tosfos says that it's forbidden, their money.
Right.
Then it doesn't go against the Abaya.
Why?
Because Abaya says that if you, pluck out,
yeah,
rest from this,
from the ground. Right.
So the explanation is a more of this explanation in France field, it's okay.
Right.
And it doesn't go that you shouldn't do it, Right. It just basically explains that it's fine.
No, because it's saying over here, Abaya said that you can even say it's a field. You don't have to say it's a swamp. You can even say it's a field.
Right.
So I'm taking off these twigs for food, for my animals, or for firewood. Right? But I don't have kavana to make the field better.
Right.
So Abaya said, in that case, it's okay.
Yeah,
so but what do you mean? It's a psik resha. So the Gemara answers, no, but it's not your field.
Right. So
how does it make it okay? All right, so according to Abaya, it's only us and Midrabana. Oh. Right.
But he doesn't even say that. He says it's
okay. Well, that's what Tosfos has to say. Okay. Because he's forced to say that, because he can't say it's mutter, because he doesn't agree with the Ara. Right? Psik resha, he doesn't say it's mutter. Okay. Next mission is writing. What's writing doing here? So we're going in crazy order. So first we went backwards, then we skipped to Choresh for a minute, and now we're back to going in the end malachos, the bottom malachos there. So Kosev is in one of the bottom malachos. It's one of the last ones. Hakosev shtei osios. If somebody writes two letters, bein b'yamino, bein b'smolo, whether you write it with your right hand or you write it with your left hand. So why does that have to say after you write it with your right hand? Somehow you got to write it. Right? The chiddush is that even if you write it with your left hand, right? Even if you're writing and you write it with your left hand, it's also chayim, right? But you have to write it somehow, no? Okay, I don't have an answer to that question. Bein mishem echa, bein mishtei shemos. If you write it with one shame or two shames, what does that mean? Rashi says mishem echad is two aleph's, mishtei shemos is aleph beis. So Rashi says, Shtei Shemos, Aleph Beis. What's Shem Echad? Two Alephs. The Rambam argues, there's no word that we know of that has two Alephs. Aleph, Aleph. It's not a word. Gog, two Gimels, that is a word. Right? Gog is a roof. There's no word that has two Alephs. By Rashi saying two Alephs, he seems to imply that your Chayiv, even if it doesn't make a word, as long as it's two letters. The Rambam says, when the Rambam has a case of Shem Echad, he quotes five words, all with two letters, that all make a word. Beis, Beis, Gimel, Gimel, Dalad, Dalad, Sof, Sof, Teis, all these are words. So the Achronim point out, there's a huge machlokes here, Rashi and Rambam, about what is Shem Echad. Is it, does the word, does the, if you write in two letters, and it's the same letter, does it have to make a word or not? According to Rashi, no. According to the Rambam, yes. It could be, the machlokas could be, when they line, where was Kosev in the Mishkan? It was really in two places. We all know the famous one, when it was in the Krushim. Right? They would line up the Krushim. They wanted all the Krushim always to line up. Why did they want the Krushim always to line up? What's the difference did it make? It made a big difference, because some of the Krushim were closer to the Aron than others. So, Malam Bekodesh V'ein Maridim. Once the Krushim were closer to the Aron, One some krushim were closer to the menorah, one some krushim were further away. They couldn't be moved. So they had to line up the krushim to make sure they would always be in the same spot. The Shlah says from that we see that's the makar for always having your talus in the same part of your head. The talus, the strings, should always be in the same spot. That's why they sew something, even if you don't wear an atara, even during the week. We always have the same part of the talus in our front of our head and the other part in the back. Whether or not you have an atara or not, they always sew something on that you should recognize that's the front. Right? Because it's the same. Because it's the same concept of once you use something for greater kedusha, once you have something on your head, which is more chashiv than your back, then don't switch it the next day. Right? The Arizal wasn't mapped for this, but we generally assume yes. Most people don't switch their talus every day. They keep it in the same spot every day. It's all based on this. So they would line up the krushim. They would line up the krushim. They would mark the krushim to make sure they were lined up. Another place there was kosev. I think the Yerushalmi says this. They would carve the letters of the shvatim's names on the choshen, on the stones. That's also writing. It's really engraving, but it's also writing. But getting back to the krushim, so according to Rashi, it must be that it didn't make a difference if the letters could have been aleph aleph. So even though it doesn't make a word, but when they were lined up, they could have been lined up that way. One character would say aleph, another one would say aleph, even though that's not a word. According to the Rambam, it must be that they were lined up aleph beis. There's no model for having two letters that don't make a word. Now we're going to see in the Gemara is going to suggest something in a minute about two letters that don't make a word. And all that I want to point out, that's not a problem with Rashi, because over there you intend to write the longer word, but you stop after Aleph Aleph. That's different than I want to write Aleph Aleph Lichat Chila. Okay, that's all that. So Hakos Shtei Osios, Bein Bimino, Bein Bismolo, Bein Mishemecha, Bein Mishtei Shemos, Bein Mishtei Simonios. What does that mean? Where are the two Simonios? Rashi says it means whether you write with two different inks. He says that's what Rashi says. You write two different inks. There's an Aleph over there. The Aleph says, Shtei Simonios. The others have a girsa that's two simonim, meaning if you write two letters that aren't letters. For example, the upside down nuns in Parashas Bahalozcha. That's a letter, but it's not really a letter. So even two of those is not allowed. Bechal Lashon, any language. Any language. So the Arzarua says, Flav Dafka, any language. You can write in other languages, Midda Oraisa. The only languages you can't write in Midda Oraisa is Hebrew and Greek. Those are the two chashuv languages. Anything else is not Asur Midaraisa. It's only Asur Midarabanan. First of all, it's funny. Why did it say Chol Lashon and not Chol Ksav? Right? It should say Chol Ksav. I mean Chol Lashon. Chol Lashon is a language that you speak. It's not written. We have to talk about writing here. I don't have to answer that question either. So you can write in any language. So Arzurua says, no, not necessarily any language. It could be just not Hebrew or not Greek. Based on this Arzurua, the Rama Paskins, in Yonah the Yoma, this is 2 days before Tisha B'Av, the Matzah of Eretz Yisrael, throw them up, the Mechaber Paskins, in Shin Vav, Sif Yud Aleph, amazing Mechaber, amazing Ramah. Mutter Liknos Beis for Eretz Yisrael, Mene Ein Yehudi B'Shabbos. You're allowed to buy property that belongs to a Goy in Eretz Yisrael on Shabbos. Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is so chashiv, you can even violate Shabbos and buy it. V'chosem, and you can seal the deal, the Umala, and you can register it, Bar Kaos, in the courts. The Rama says, Shelohem, in the Gaisha courts, to make the deal valid. And then he says, Biksav Shelohem. You can't write it in Hebrew. That's the Raisa, according to the Azarua. You can write it in a different language. The Eino Aser Makmin the Rabbanon. It's only Aser because of the Rabbanon. You're not doing the writing. The guy's going to write it. So you're going to tell the guy to write it. So that's one the Rabbanon. The guy's going to write it. It's a second the Rabbanon. Mishum Yishav Eretz Yisrael. Lo Gazru. Amazing. The Mishnah Berurah says, he says, listen to this. He says that he found out that the das of the Arzarua is Yichidahi, the das Yachid. The Mishnah says, B'chal Lashon. He comes up and says, no, but not, it doesn't mean B'chal Lashon. It says, das Yichidahi, V'ein lo m'shum makom b'shach. He says, where did the Arzarua get to say that only Hebrew and Greek are included, are under the Gzeres Araisa? Where did he get to say that? It's not true. There's no makom b'shach to say that. Nevertheless, everyone argues on him, and they all agree. Even if you write it in any language, it's asr midaraisa. Then he says, v'chol lashon chayiv, k'disa v'mishnah, Shabbos daf kuf gimel, it says any lashon, any language. V'afilu hachi, nevertheless, hitiru b'kan. They still mattered it to seal a deal to buy land in Eretz Yisrael. Ayah de'ena Yehudi, Mishum Yishav Eretz Yisrael. Unbelievable. Okay. That all comes from this Gemara. So, Chayev. Yechayev. Any language Yechayev. Oh, so by the fact that Rashi said Aleph Aleph, right. It's mashma certainly if it makes a word. No? Certainly if it makes a word.
But let's say it's like two letters that don't make a word. Aleph Aleph
does not make a word.
Right.
And what if two letters make a word? So he would certainly say Yechayev.
Two letters make a word certainly. But when he says Mishem Ether, does he specifically mean that those Shem Aleph and that it has to be Aleph Aleph because the Kerushim were connected Aleph Aleph and therefore that's.
Right. So the shear for writing is two letters. The question is, if the two letters make a word, it's certainly chayev. What if the two letters don't make a word? So Rashi says, it doesn't make a difference, it's still chayev. Why? Because in the Mishkan, they had two letters don't make a word.
But why do you say specifically shtei and aleph?
Because two alephs don't make a word. There's no place where two alephs make a word.
You could have said any two letters that don't make a word, you picked aleph.
Oh, we're gonna get to aleph in a minute. We're gonna get to aleph in a base. I just think it's a case of two letters that don't make a word. That's all.
Example.
Just an example of two letters that two letters don't make a word. We're going to get to a number of dates in a minute. Amr Reb Yossi, lo chayev shtei osios. You're not only chayev for writing two letters, el mishum roshem, even if you scratch two letters. Why? Shekei kosin al karshi mishkan, because they would scratch on the mishkan, lay the eza ben zogo, which one is its pair? Amr Yehuda, matinu shem katan mishem gadol, even if you write a shem katan from a shem gadol. For example, shem mishimon umishmuel, the word shem from Shimon or Shmuel, noach minachar, it's the first two letters, Don mi Daniel, or God mi Gadiel. Any of these things you're going to be chayev, even though you wanted to have kavana to write the whole word. If you stop after two, you're chayev. So the Gemara says, "Bishlom ayamin lechayev mishum derech tziva mekach." I had to state it with your right hand. That's pashut. Of course you're going to be chayev. It's normal writing. El asmol amai. Why you chayev writing with your left hand? Ha'en derech tziva mekach. That's not normal writing. Amar b'yirmiyah b'itur yad shana. We're talking about a lefty. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. For to have a small d-day, kiyam into kuli alma. So his left hand should be like everyone's right hand. Va'asmal l'chayiv. So he should be chayiv if he writes with his left hand. Va'yamin lo l'chayiv. But he shouldn't be chayiv if he writes with his right hand. Because that's not a usual way for him. Right? That's the klach yad for this guy. So Ella Amar Abaya b'sholet b'shtei yadav. The Mishnah is talking about a guy who writes with both hands. He's ambidextrous. The whole Mishnah is talking about a guy who writes with both hands. You certainly chayev if you write with your right hand. Right? What about your left hand? So, so it depends. Can you write with your left hand or not? Rabbi Yaakov, the Bas Yaakov Amar, Rabbi Yaakov, the son of the daughter of Yaakov, right? He's called this way because his father was a Gnai. We don't want to mention his name. Amar, he said, Hamani, who's the author of the Mishnah? Rabbi Yossi, it's Rabbi Yossi. Amar, who said, Lo chayev ushteyos is el mishum roshem. You're only chayev for carving, for scratching. So that anybody can do with their left hand. So it doesn't have to be only narrowly somebody who can write with both hands. Even if you can only write with your right hand, but he's talking about scratching. So scratching, anybody could do that, even with their left hand. That's totally normal. The Gemara says, "Wait a minute, Bahamid the Sefer of Yossi." But Yossi's name appears in the Sefer of the Mishnah, right? But the Sefer of Yossi. So Reisha Lav Reb Yossi. So since the Mishnah comes up and says Reb Yossi says, isn't that Masha that the first lines of the Mishnah are not Reb Yossi? The Gemara says not necessarily. Kula Reb Yossi, the whole Mishnah is Reb Yossi, and the Mishnah sometimes does that. It'll start off anonymously, then it'll jump in with Reb Yossi, even though the anonymous part was also Reb Yossi. You have the Mishnah does that sometimes. What? The Mishnah is Reb Yossi, so Reb Yossi holds that he says that you have to your chayv if you scratch. So scratching anybody can do with their left hand. You don't have to be a writer to do that. But he held that's all you need to do. Scratching is enough. We hold, no, you have to actually write something. He said, no, even if you scratch it into the wood. So anybody can do that with their left hand. It might not have even been letters. It might have just been marks. He's very makel. I mean, he's very machmer. Right? Even if you just make a mark, Yechayev. So you can do that with your left hand. Umar of Yehuda. Matzinu, he said two letters. So, Elar of Yehuda, Shtei Osios, Behein Shnei Shemos, Hudim Chayev. If you have two letters, two letters that make a word, that's where you're chayev, but, oh, it's two different letters, but, shtei osios, v'hein shem echad, two letters that are the same letter, lo mechayev? Is he going to say you're not chayev? V'hatanya, but we learned in a brisa. It says in the pasuk va'asa achas mehena, that whole long pasuk over there by Karbon Chatos. Yachal atchiyektov kol hashem. I would think that the only time you're chayev is if you write an entire name. That was your kavana. The adchi arog kol habeged, and you sew an entire beged. The adchi yasek kol hanasa, and you set up the entire loom. Right? You set up everything for the loom, the two batenir, and you set up the whole thing. Talmud lomer me'achas. No. You don't have to do the entire malacha. Me'achas, part of the malacha. So me'achas, if you only have to do part of a malacha, yachal, I would think af lo kosef ela os achas. Even if you wrote one letter, v'lo arag ela chud echad, you only sewed one strand. V'lo asa ela beiz echad benafa, you only did one batenir. I would also think you're chayiv. Talmud lomer achas. So therefore, the Torah says achas. Okay, so what's going on? How could it be? And a chayiv ad sheyichtov shem katan mishem gadol. The only way you're going to be chayiv is if you write a small name from a bigger name. The small name has chashivas. Shem Shimon, Ushmuel, Noach Minachar, Don Midaniel, God Bigadiel. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Rabbi Yehuda now says something different from our Mishnah. Afil lo kasev elosh deyos is vehein shem echad. Even if it's the same letter, chayiv, you're going to be chayiv. Keep going, for example, sas, tas, rar, gad, gag, chas. All those cases, you're also going to be chayiv. Our Mishnah, he only gave cases where it was two letters. Here he's giving cases where it's the same letter. They all make a word. Right, but it doesn't make a difference. But the point is that in the Mishnah, he only reserves himself to saying two different letters. Shin Mem, Nun Ches, Dal Nun, and now he comes up and says, even if it's the same letter. So the Gemara answers, and now, before the Gemara gives the answer, the Gemara says, Rabbi Yossi, Amar Rabbi Yossi, V'chim Mishum Kosev U'chayev. Yeah, you're not only chayev for Kosev, V'alo Eino Chayev El Mishum Rosham, chayev for even scratching. Shekein Roshman Al Karshi HaMishkan, because that's how they used to do it by the Mishkan. Leida Ezi Ben Zugo, to know which one's a Ben Zug, to the other one, to the boards. We'll figure out, therefore, Sarat Svita Achat Al Shnei Nesarin, if you scratch two scratches on one board, one scratch on two boards, or Shtei Svitos Al Neser Echad, or two scratches on one board, Chayev, you're going to be Chayev. Reb Shimon says, another Drasha. We said the question already. Now we're just finishing up the Brisa. It says, V'asa Achas. Yachal, I would think, Ad Sheyichlev is Kol Hashem. So you wrote the whole name. Ashi Yarig is called a beggar. Ashi Yas is called an afa. Tamalom and Meachas. E Meachas. If it said Meachas, Yachal, I would think, Afil Lokas of Ella Os Achas. You only have to write one letter. Afil Lo Arag Ella Chod Echad. If you only sew one string. Afil Lo Asa Ella Base Echad. If you only make one buttonier. Benafa in the loom. Tamalom or Achas. It says Achas. You only, right? So, okay, so what's going on? Einachayv, Achiyase, Malacha, you only have a Malacha, Shekiyotzeba Miskayamet, it's a Malacha that lasts, which you always say is two. The Gemara is going to ask, isn't Rabbi Shimon the same thing as Rabbi Yehuda? The Gemara is going to answer that in a minute. Rabbi Yossi says, Va'asa Achas, Va'asa Heina. It says in the Pasuk, Va'asa Achas, Va'asa Heina, Meheina. Pa'am Shechayv Achas al Kulan, sometimes Yechayv once for a lot, Upa'amim Shechayv al Kal Achas for Achas. And sometimes Yechayv each and every one. Anyway, Ketani Miha. Anyway, the Brisa said, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Afil lo kasev el shtiyotos v'hein shemechem chayiv. Unlike our Mishnah. In our Mishnah, he said, he seemed to imply, you only chayiv if you write two different letters. Here he says the same letter, lo kasha, hadidei hadirabei, one's his own shita, and one's the shita of his Rebbe. The Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mishum Rabbi Gamliel, his Rebbe, Afil lo kasev el beis otos v'hein shemechad chayiv. You're going to be chayiv. Keep going, for example, sas, tas, rar, gag, chach. Because Rashi's saying that you didn't intend to write more. That's what Rashi's saying. That's what the Bir Halacha comes up with, that Chiddush in the Mishnah Berurah. You intended to stop. You only wanted to write two letters. Here, all the cases, you want to write more than two letters. The only problem is, I think Rashi says this, the article says it, there's no word that starts off with a resh and continues. There's no such word. So the resh is a problem. Putting that aside, all the other words, Rashi tells them, sheish, sheishach, all of them have more word. You can make a longer word. But if you want to only write two letters, then that's in Rashi and the Rambam have the machlokas.
He said that, earlier he said that the first part of the Mishnah is really where the Yossi, so this is, it's two markings. It's not a word.
What do you mean? Well, Rabbi Yehuda said a sheet. Rabbi Yehuda said something now.
But that Rabbi Yehuda is the same from the Mishnah.
Right.
Okay. Who said, HaKoshin Shei Oisis, Ben Yismaila, Ben Shei Nefah, Ben Shei Shei.
Right. We had a machlokas who that was. Either it was Rabbi Yossi or it was everybody.
Right. So if we said it was Rabbi Yossi,
right.
So then the the reason why Aleph would be, and the reason why it would be high for Aleph is because it's just, it's the market.
But I don't think we hold like would be OT. I don't think we hold like that. So we're trying to go like even if who we hold like. Right, okay. Now, the Gemara asks, Rav Shimon Hainu Tanakama. Rav Shimon is the same thing as the Tanakama. It's not really the Tanakama. It's Rav Yehuda. He's called the Tanakama because he preceded Rav Shimon in the Brisa. But it's still Rav Yehuda. They say the same thing. So the Gemara says, if you want to tell me that the Aleph of Ezbek is the difference between them, the Tanakama suffer Aleph to Ezbek, lo machayev. Why? Because if you write Aleph and then stop, there is no word. You intended to write Ezreka. Doesn't make a difference. Aleph is no word. So you'd be Potter. You'd be Loma Chayiv. Rav Shimon Savar, given to Issei, Bigalutri, Baalma, Chayiv. No. Since sometimes people write Aleph in a Kameya. Right? There's strange things going on in Kameyas. Rashi says they write Latin, Aleph. Tosfos says some people thought Aleph was Amen. So Tosfos says that can't be because if you write one letter implying a word, you're also chayiv. I used to write kuf for kodesh. So the Gemara is going to say that. That's chayiv, even though it's only one letter, because it stands for a word. So it can't be aleph is amen amen. But either way, since they'd write aleph in a kameya, you should be, remember, so you should be chayiv. Right? So maybe that's the machlokes. Remember, the Rav Shimon l'chumra. You mean to tell me that Rav Shimon goes l'chumra? Va'atanya, but we have a brisa that says, hakodech, if somebody drills, kol shehu, any amount, chayev, you're chayev. Hamagarer, kol shehu, if somebody scrapes, on a cloth, or on a leather, kol shehu, or hama'abed, kol shehu, or you tan any amount, or hatsar bekli, tsura, kol shehu, or you make any form, no matter what, kol shehu, you're chayev. Rav Shimon Omer, he's much more makel. Achi yigadech es kulo. You have to drill through an entire hole. You can't just do a kol shehu. Achi yigar es kulo. You have to scrape off the entire beged. Achi abed es kulo. You have to tan the whole thing. Achi yitzur kulo. You have to make an entire form. Right? So you see here that Rav Shimon's more makel. And Tosfos points out, Rav Shimon is not arguing on himself earlier. Earlier he said if you write two letters, you chayef from a big letter. And here he's saying you got to do the whole job. So the answer is Tosfos explains if you're doing something from nothing, then you have to do the whole. Then any amount is going to be considered chasha. But if you're improving something that already exists, you're being tanning a piece of leather. So the leather already exists, then you have to do the entire job. That's what Rav Shimon holds. So you can't say that Rav Shimon's more machmir and going to be chayav for aleph because you see here he's more makel. Ella Rav Shimon asal ashbinan. Here's what Rav Shimon's coming to tell us. Ad sheichdom it's Hashem kulo. You have to write the entire name. So Gemara says, what? You have to write the entire word. Umi matzis amar tahachi v'atani Rav Shimon Omer v'asa achas yachal ad sheikh leves Hashem kulo. Talmud lomer me achas. He said, you don't have to write the whole word. As long as you stop after two letters that makes a word, you're chayiv. So you're right. So Gemara says, teres de emahachi, say this. Yachal ad sheikh leves ha-pasuk kulo. I might think you have to write the entire pasuk. You have to write a whole sentence. What's one word? One word's nothing. In the abstract. You got to write a whole sentence. Talmud lomer me achas. So it says meyachas, but we can get to the two dots because we learned this already. Rabbi Yosi Omer ve'asa achas ve'asa heina, right? Pa'amim shechayev achas al kulam. Sometimes he chayev once for doing a lot. Upa'amim shechayev akol achas ve'achas. Sometimes he chayev many individual times. Omer Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanina, my time with Rabbi Yosi. Why? Because it says in the pasuk achas meyachas. It says meyachas and ve'heina meheina. It says meheina and we learn heina. What does that mean? Achas shehi heina, one that's many. The Heina Shi Achas. And many, that's one. Achas is Shimon. You have the word Shimon. Me Achas, what's Me Achas? Shame Mi Shimon. Heina Avos. Me Heina is Toldos. From the Avos, it's Toldos. Achas Shi Heina, what's one that's many? Zodon Shabbos. You made a mistake about Shabbos. You knew it was Shabbos. But Mishrigas Malachos. You did a lot of Malachos. You chai for each one. Heina, but many, Sheyachas, that's one. What's that? Shigga Shabbos, you forgot it was Shabbos, v'zadon malachos, but you did a lot of malachos. So you only made one mistake, so therefore you only bring one chatas. We had this already many times. So tomorrow the Gemara is going to ask, how on earth, if you write a shin and a mem, how can you be chayiv for writing the letter? That stops a word, but the mem is a regular mem. It's not a final mem. So how can you write shin mem and say you're chayiv? You didn't write a final mem. That's going to be the Gemara's question tomorrow, and again, I have a whole discussion about the luchos and the final mems, and more about writing, and then there's a gadot tomorrow, and then more about writing, and we'll do that tomorrow. And then Sunday morning we will we'll not be learning. It's Tisha B'Av, and Monday we'll be ready for Daf Kuf Hei. Today's shiur was learned Ilanishmas David Tzvi Ben Dov Mordechai, and also Ilanishmas Peril Bas Shlomo Zalman, whose yahrzeit is today.